Hey everybody, it's me Joey, and I get to do Gregway today. I'm just gonna bring you on the table. We're gonna get like one of these really great, really cool angles like this, because I don't really feel like holding my phone for the next 5 minutes. But yeah, it's been kind of fun this week to have like a bunch of people float around and get to do different Gregways and stuff like that. I want to talk about, it's perfect because, I mean, you can kind of see we're on the backwards. Man, it's really hard to do things in reverse, in review set. But I'm in a rut, in a little bit of a rut. I'm kind of bummed that this year we're getting so many, like, sequel movies and, like, franchise movies, because I think I'm getting kind of burnt out on them. It's come up like a lot, obviously, with Quantumania that we saw earlier this week. And then when I walked in here, it had the John Wick poster over there. And I was just like, man, normally I feel like this would be, John Wick would be like a movie that I'm like super, super stoked about. But I feel like we're just getting so many like continuation movies where we just saw Magic Mike, Creed 3, John Wick, Fast 10, where I don't know. I feel like we're getting so many, in theory, good things that, like, they kind of don't feel special anymore. But I also am, like, a little bit worried that they're not actually going to be that good. Like, Fast 10 looks cool, but I don't think it's actually going to be that cool. And, like, I hope, like, all the John Wick movies are so good. But I don't think, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm just, like, coming off a little bit being bummed about Quantumania, that I'm feeling down on other sequel movies potentially not being good. But I feel like I need to maybe like stop watching some of these, take a little break, and maybe start watching some more just like one-off kind of fun movies. I want to like in my brain say A24, because that's what I go to for like fun indie movies or anything. But if you have any suggestions of any movies that have come out in like the past few years that like aren't connected to anything else but that are really good and like maybe you've flown under the radar, or maybe I just like haven't talked about them, or you think that I might like them, shoot them my way. What's funny is that I feel like kind of the opposite with TV, where I want to watch like all of the interconnected things, so maybe I'll just like address things differently. Also, how do you guys handle the weird in between lull between things that you are excited about right now? I feel like I want something to play that's not, well, I want to play Destiny Lightfall. How about that? But nothing is like quite scratching that itch. So I feel like I bounce around between like a bunch of different games, but none of them are like feeling particularly satisfying right now. Fortnite this season has like not really been my favorite. And it's like a little bit better now that they brought like the weekly quests back that you can like stack and stuff like that. But I jumped into Dreamlight Valley, which is really fun, but like I do the thing that I always do when we get an update in Dreamlight Valley, which is like I do all the new content in like 3 days, and then I don't know what to do until the next update in like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, months from now. So I'm trying to like balance out what I want to do. I feel like I'm like kind of in this weird lull with like gaming and movies, and so I'm like, well, these are all of like my fun media things. What else do I do with my free time? I can't just have like free time with my thoughts. Who does that? So kind of because of that, I've just been reading a lot, but that's kind of just like a, I don't want to say a passive hobby because it's not, but it's like, it's just kind of always in the background, so it doesn't feel like anything that's like really dragging my attention away too much. It's also just a Friday, so I think I'm just ready for the weekend and ready, not that I have any big plans for the weekend or anything like that, but ready to just take a little break, go for a little drive, maybe get out of town for a little bit. The boys are all inside talking about Ice Spice, so maybe I need to like delve into like new music, and that'll be the thing that kind of gets me out of this little rut. So yeah, if you have any fun music recs too. I feel like I always end up just listening to the same things and going back to stuff that I already know that I like, and I'm not super good at like diving around and into new artists and stuff like that. Like I pretty much only listen to new stuff when it's like an artist I already like putting out new music. So maybe that's like the kind of like spice and flavor I need to find to like hold me over until, don't know, I get out of this weird movie funk. Hopefully, I mean, we get Cocaine Bear this week, so maybe that'll be the thing that I'm really excited about. I have, like, low expectations for it, but, like, how much do I need for a movie that's about a bear that, like, ends up snorting a bunch of cocaine, you know? Like, I feel like I know what I'm getting into with that. But yeah, thanks for listening to me ramble for 5 minutes on here. Greg should be back next week with some Gregways. But you might see some of us maybe in the back half of the week as Greg heads to Dice, or maybe you'll get some like fun Vegas vlogs, whatever that looks like. But that could be fun too. So more things coming your way next week. Have a good weekend.